USDA's May crop production supply and demand estimate for corn would have to be considered to be neutral, maybe a little bit bearish, just as it continues to keep stocks comfortable as far as the corn market is concerned. But there was a bit of a caveat in the numbers that we saw, and that is, of course, looking at the world numbers, things get to be extremely tight. As far as U.S. numbers are concerned, though, we did see USDA make a few adjustments to the old crop numbers. USDA came in and lowered food demand by 15 million bushels. That followed through to increase stocks by the same 15 million bushels, putting old crop ending stocks at 2.1 billion bushels. That was 3 million bushels below expectations. Now, as far as the new crop side of things, USDA came in and put production at 15.995 billion bushels. That was 61 million bushels above expectations, 1.27 billion above the ag outlook form, but just over a billion less than last year. What we saw, planted acres came in at 95.3, harvested came in at 87.4, and yield came in at 83 bushels. All of that pretty much expected by the trade. When you look at it, as far as demand is concerned, we did see ending stocks for corn slip down to 1.957 billion bushels. That was 34 million bushels above expectations, and 120 million bushels above the ag outlook form, but about 185 below the previous year. It tightens up stocks a little bit, but what's going to be important is watching what happens as far as the world is concerned. When you look at it for the old crop stocks really didn't see much of a change. They came in at 297 million metric ton, pretty much in line with what was expected. But new crop world ending stocks for corn came in at 277.5 million metric ton. That was 13 million metric ton below expectations and 19.5 million metric ton below the previous year. So that shows that the world is tightening up their corn supply. A lot of that came with China seeing their stocks decrease by 12.1 million bushels. That tells us that either their crop isn't as good as what they're anticipating or their demand is going to pick up a little bit. Overall, the world numbers were a little bit concerning for the corn side of things, but the U.S. numbers continue to be somewhat neutral to the market.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.